Pope Francis flew to Ciudad Juarez today, the last stop on his trip to Mexico. It was a symbolic choice and highlighted the plight of immigrants by wrapping up the Pope's visit right next to the U.S. border. Over the past 5 days, Francis has spoken to Mexicans repeatedly about doing more to help those in need. But some in Mexico want something else from the Pope, a change in the Church's position on abortion, which is illegal in much of Mexico. The World's Monica Campbell has one woman's story from Juarez.
Mi nombre es Alejandra, y soy de Saucillo, Chihuahua.
Alejandra is 27 years old and is a teacher in Ciudad Juarez, in the conservative state of Chihuahua. A few years ago, she got married and soon after got pregnant. That's when she faced a hard choice. She asked to use her first name only because she says she hasn't talked about this to anyone before.
Que de repente era muy explosivo. Fuma mucha marihuana, pero todos los días.
Her husband, she says, smoked pot every day, and his anger, rage at times, scared her. Alejandra says she realized she didn't want a child with her husband and didn't want one alone, but abortion just isn't talked about here.
¿Saben que abortaste? Ya eres una mala mujer, como criminal.
She felt like if her family or friends knew she had an abortion, they'd look at her like a criminal. So she did what some women here feel compelled to do, self-induce an abortion alone. She headed to the pharmacy for something she calls a lifeline.
Fui a la farmacia, pedí el misoprostol, supe cómo era el proceso.
She bought misoprostol, pills. The brand name is Cytotec. Alejandra learned about it on the internet. It's meant to treat ulcers, but it can cause an abortion too, a miscarriage, if taken early in a pregnancy. In the U.S., it must be prescribed and can be sold in combo with the morning after pill for an early abortion. But in Mexico, abortion is only legal in Mexico City. Abortion and self-induced abortion is illegal everywhere else. But pharmacies sell it anyway, without a prescription, aware why some women might be buying it. Back home, Alejandra popped several pills.
A las 4 horas, empecé a sangrar, y luego volví a sangrar.
And says that within 4 hours, she started bleeding, and bleeding, and bleeding, alone in her bathroom. She got worried and went to the hospital, but waiting for the doctor, hooked up to an IV, she got scared. What if the doctor recognized the signs she'd used misoprostol? Alejandra had reason to worry. Last year, a woman was convicted in Juarez for an illegal abortion, and so was the friend who helped her get misoprostol.
Sí hay forma de saber y yo no lo sé.
Alejandra says she took off the IV and left the hospital without treatment, figuring her body would take care of itself. Later, she told her husband, now her ex, she'd miscarried. But women like Alejandra are among the lucky ones, activists here say.
The high rates of maternal mortality due to unsafe abortion in the region convinced me of getting involved in this kind of work. From that moment on, I began to fight the Vatican.
Maria Mejia runs Catholics for the Right to Decide, based in Mexico City, a pro-choice advocacy group. She says Mexican women die from unsafe abortions, but she sees signs that Pope Francis is aware of the problem.
The first one was when he said that the church could not continue to be obsessed with these issues, and then that the church has to change that attitude towards women who have lived the situation of an abortion, because that is a situation where women suffer.
Mejia hopes that more states in Mexico loosen their laws on abortion. But Mejia says abortion is still seen as untouchable in states where conservative parties hold power. For her part, Alejandra says she thought about talking with a priest as she dealt with the aftermath of ending her pregnancy.
Incluso llegué a pensar, oye, voy a meterme a una iglesia y me voy a confesar con algún sacerdote.
But she worried she might get turned into the police or walk away feeling shame, which she says she didn't have about her choice. But back to misoprostol. It worked for Alejandra, but it can be expensive for women here. So some women here can resort to herbs. A popular one is called ruda. Its dried green leaves are sold in a plastic bag. You make a strong tea from it. In a small booth in a market in Juarez, a man sells the herb. He tells me outright, yes, this can end a pregnancy.
¿Y cuánto vale?
It cost about $1.50.
¿Y no hace daño?
I ask if it can be harmful. He says it's natural, but it can trigger bleeding and damage organs if taken in excess. These herbs, and even misoprostol, show up for sale on both sides of the border here. Alejandra is glad she didn't have to go to the market for that herb, but she says she regrets one thing, giving herself an abortion alone.
Me reclamaba no haberle dicho a una amiga o a alguien que estaba haciendo eso.
She says she wished she'd told someone what she was doing. She thought, here I am bleeding in the bathroom, alone. What if something happens and nobody knows? But she feels good talking about all of this now and hopes for a time in Mexico when there's less shame about doing so. For The World, Monica Campbell, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.